That band came into the radio station I worked at in the 90s. Mm-hmm. It's 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. And you know how they start setting stuff up early?
Yep.
So that they're ready to play whenever the time works out for the morning show?
Mm-hmm.
They brought in equipment, and then they kept bringing in equipment, and then they brought in some more equipment, and it looked like they had enough equipment to play the Rose Bowl.
Like blur.
Yes.
Really?
It was literally floor to ceiling.
Speakers?
Yes.
Wow. And you're going to be totally deaf here in this room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And it was awful. And I like that song.
Oh, yeah. I love Blur. Right, they're a great like band. Yeah. That's
agreed.
Bizarre.
It was terrible.
Huh.
Because it was just a wall of noise. You just couldn't hear anything separate.
I mean, they're from England. They should be used to tiny little studios and you can't
cram think so
everything
too, but they brought everything they
wow,
had,
that's
man.
So weird.
It was rough.
I did find that the less they brought in, the better they were. Like someone that just
most
came in with
time.
A guitar and whatever and a couple little things, they were the best.
Most of the time.
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
All right. Coming up on Kevin and Sluggo this afternoon, we're going to try out to be Wrigley Field announcers. I don't know if you saw that ad.
No.
We didn't get hired at the winery.
I know. Can you believe it?
Which
I mean, that's a
shocking.
Great video. It's on Instagram right now. I would hire me immediately.
I wouldn't hire you and I wouldn't hire me. So we're going to try this. There's these openings don't come along very often.
And you can't do radio forever. I mean,
exactly.
You got to get a real job eventually.
Carnivals. How do you feel about carnivals?
Love
rides?
Them.
You
oh,
do?
My God. I love them. Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. We used to go all the time.
But you don't feel like they might be a smidge.
They're absolute
unsafe?
Death traps.
They are.
100%
okay.
Death traps. Yeah.
All right.
And we were just lucky every time. I mean, every time we got off, we'd be like, oh, wow, we made it.
We live.
Still living. I'm still living.
we're also going to talk about your kids introduce you to something cool.
Ah, yeah,
and
yeah.
This is based on Dave Grohl, who didn't like the Misfits.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
To me either.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Heard it, but just kind of wasn't in the right space or
sure.
something.
But one of his kids were
his
like,
his daughter
you
said,
check, him out.
Check it, listen
yeah,
to it
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
And then he listened to it again, and he loves it.
Ah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I always love that kind of story. Like when you hear, you know, that happens a lot on this other 80s thing that I do in the mm-hmm. morning. And a lot of their kids get them into songs that we play that they didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day. They're like, well, you should hear this really weird song. It's
yep.
awesome. Yeah.
And we also have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Rock.
Nonstop Rock.
And it's worth
$2,000 today.
This hour before 4 p.m.
Nice.
$2,000. KLOS. Sounded like I was going to say more.
Nah, I didn't think so. I hate Mondays. Go home and go to sleep.
Oh, no, that was good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is a great tune.
So amazing. The Pretty Reckless.
Yep.
With Tom Morello and So and Wet is what it's called. Just think one of these days, they're going to be back on stage, and we're going to be watching that show, and Tom Morello could come cruising out, start playing. How awesome will that be?
And I'll just melt right
yeah.
into I'm just like,
right?
It's been so long. I need music.
By then, though, you'll be working somewhere else, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, we are going to apply for another job now.
We think we should.
Because
I think it's time.
We tried for a winery job.
Still amazed we didn't get that job.
$10,000 a month, mm-hmm. rent-free. You don't have to know anything about wine.
And how many cases of wine?
30 cases.
I mean, like that was a good start. Maybe that was. Maybe I don't care, because that's just not enough wine for me for a year.
Oh, that
cases.
Could be.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to drink any.
Yeah.
So you could have had
yeah,
it all.
Yeah.
But this new job came open, and I'm very surprised by this. Wrigley Field. Is looking for an announcer.
That's amazing. What an amazing job.
Right?
Wow.
Wrigley Field.
Dang.
And they're just saying, look, send in your auditions and let's find somebody to be the announcer for Wrigley Field.
Now, you and I, having worked at a bunch of radio stations, know that a lot of audition tapes will come in from all sorts of different places and with great talent, lots of experience
mm-hmm.
to I've never spoken to a microphone before.
I didn't even have a microphone when I recorded this.
Exactly.
Craziness.
Yes.
So I pulled this audio from one of the guys that's trying out.
Right.
And I'd like you to play it now so you can see our competition.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And it's my dream to be the new public address announcer for the Chicago Cubs. Let's meet today's starting lineup for the 2021 Chicago Cubs.
He's going to get the job, though.
Leading off
that would kill
and
me.
Playing center field, number 8, Ian Happ.
And then he goes through the whole lineup.
The whole lineup?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's his audition tape.
Well, there you go.
I feel like we could probably do a little better.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Not much, but a little.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But a little bit better. Yeah. So how, imagine us being at Wrigley Field being the announcers.
Right.
That would be so fun.
Yes.
Give it a try.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please spit out your gum here at Wrigley Field. Up to bat next, your mother.
There you go. One of my favorite players.
I would like you to take this seriously.
I'm trying.
I don't like that you say your mother because that tells them that we're not serious about the gig. And B, we both sound like we're 12-year-old boys.
That's true. So we should get
so
the job.
I'm gonna crank it down a little bit. Right. Give your voice a little bass. Just okay. Make it sound like you're not 12.
Okay.
All right, let's try it again. Better.
Yeah, now it's a little more frightening when he says your mother.
All right, let me try one.
Okay, do it.
Please rise for the national anthem sung by Scottie Pippen.
See, because Scottie Pippen sang the 7-inning stretch.
Right.
Take me out to the ball game.
Right.
And he's awful. Like, he's truly awful.
I'm not sure that would have gotten me to get off my feet, though. I'm super lazy.
Well, I lowered it.
And it has to be scary.
Okay.
All right.
Please rise for the national anthem sung by Scottie Pippen.
That actually almost sounded a little real.
Right?
Just a little bit real.
So all we need is a little technology and we can get that gig.
Yeah, man.
Let me try another one.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to Wrigley Field, where the Cubs play the much better Dodgers.
Okay, well. Come on now, you said you wanted to get this job.
Well, I mean, they're world champions. What are you supposed to do?
Blowing it for us.
You have one more suggestion?
Yes.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon, Manny Mota.
Well done, that gig is ours.
I think so.
I mean, I wasn't wrong about the Dodgers.
Wrigley Field is gone. Stop using our name.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Bastard.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it's Perry Farrell's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
He's got a birthday today.
Wow, he must be special.
That must be nice to have a birthday. Yeah. I love Perry.
All right. Listen. Yeah. $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Could you use it?
Oh, my God. Hand it over.
$2,000.
Yeah. I got screwed. Did everybody get screwed? How many people got screwed on the tax changes or whatever? You work from home quite a bit. They're like, ha! Go to hell.
Haven't done it yet, but I'm sure that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, so I'm
headed to go to hell.
You can easily pay my taxes with that. That'd be great.
All right, so we have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. Game. We play you 1 second of a song. You identify it. If you get it right, artist and song title, you will win $2,000.
Yes, if you're caller 13 818-955 KLOS, you can turn around and give it back to the government. Won't that be nice? We enjoy.
You know what? We're going to need to make people promise that they're not going to turn around and give it to the government.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use it on anything good or
correct.
Useful or, you know, whatever.
Alcohol is it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, take a listen to this, and if you think you know what it is, grab that phone, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. What is it? Caller 13 right now. You got yourself $2,000.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Bruce.
Bruce, you are caller 13.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Hold on, I got an alarm to shut off here. Why does that keep happening?
I don't know. But we want to give you $2,000. Would you like $2,000?
I would love $2,000.
All right, we don't want you to tell us right now, but do you think you know it?
I think so.
All right, we're going to play it for you one more time. Maybe you can judge it based on that.
And tell us the name of the band and the name of the song. And you've got U.S. currency that is good for all debts, private and public or whatever.
But not for the IRS.
No, yeah. You're not going to spend it on anything like the IRS, are you?
Oh, no.
Good. All right, here you go. Take a listen.
All right.
What is that?
Motorhead Ace of Spades.
I love a Motorhead, but it's not Lemmy. I'm sorry.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, man.
I guess the government knew you were going to actually send it to them, so they right? shut you down.
They said no.
All right, sorry, dude, but that means now it's going to be $2,500. Sometime between 4 and 5.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 3 to 7.
Yo, 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 yo.
We were just talking off the air about these traveling carnivals.
Love them.
And how much we trust them.
Yeah, it's very foolish.
Sluggo loves them.
I do. I love all those cheesy, horrible beat to hell rides. There's anything
but
left of
them.
You don't
ever have that weird gnawing feeling that it's only been half set up by somebody who was
always
having a hungover.
I always do.
A hangover.
I just, I mean, they don't fall apart enough to be a, to
they
keep me away from
they?
Them. No, not really. No, they used to, you know, but not so much anymore.
Listen to
even
this,
in the '80s.
Listen to this story out of course, Florida.
Okay. Two teens rescued from the slingshot ride at Old Town in Kissimmee.
That daring rescue took nearly 2 hours. Fox 35's David Bowden joins us live tonight. And David, you talked to someone who witnessed that ride malfunction and those girls dangling in the air.
That's right, Luann. Take a look behind me and you can see that's the ride, the slingshot ride. It is shut down this evening and it's going to stay that way for quite a while until the investigation continues. As you said, we spoke with someone who watched this whole thing go down.
Robert Barton was standing in line at a nearby fast food restaurant when he says he heard a loud noise.
I just got done ordering and then I heard like a ping and then like a bam sound.
Why are they talking? Yeah, he's actually in the drive-thru still.
Why are they talking him through a drive-thru?
Yeah. Would you like fries with that?
I guess what it was the cable man breaking and then like hitting something.
Robert says he and all the other people in the park seemed to freeze, all staring at that ride, wondering what was going to happen next. He pulled out his cell phone and captured it all on video.
And I was saying, well, man, thank God that thing didn't fall to the ground.
Do you want to supersize that, sir?
The Osceola County Fire Department and the Kissimmee Fire Department arrived on scene and were able to bring the teens down safely, leaving many questions still up in the air.
Well, that answers one question for me, though. It's Kissimmee. I always thought it was Kissimmee, and I knew that was wrong.
I've never cared about a city in Florida.
State inspectors from the Department of Agriculture had just inspected that ride on March 19th.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm. They just inspected it.
I'd just like to point out that it was the Florida Department of Agriculture.
What? Well, this doesn't look much like a corn stalk to me, but I guess it's fine.
Why are they the ones that are checking
Nobody
the rides?
Nobody else wants to bother.
That makes no
sense. Well, there's your problem.
Department of Agriculture.
You have like a DJ, you know, figure out if the NASA equipment's ready to
That's
go to the
insanity.
Moon.
Insanity.
You know, this is kind of weird, but you know what got me into roller? I was a really little kid. I was scared of all those kind of rides. Then there's a movie called Roller Coaster. Do you remember that movie?
I don't.
Timothy Bottoms. He's going around blowing them up. He was to extort
nice.
The amusement parks.
And that
cash.
Made you like it?
For some reason, he sat there knowing the roller coaster was going to be destroyed a little later, bored out of his mind riding the roller coaster, like just looking. And I was like, if someone can be that bored when they're actually on a ride, then it's not really that big a thing. I mean, I didn't think, oh, it's going to get blown up. But that just made me go, I really want to be on it. And they had all these great shots of the roller coaster in on big screen and everything.
Yeah,
and
but like, when you see it in person, like there's dirt.
No, yeah, it's lot crap. Yeah, the carnival ones are the best.
And they're barely put together.
Yeah,
like
they rattle and they
nuts
move.
And bolts coming off of it.
I love it.
I don't know, what's the one that you just twirl around?
There's a couple of them. There's that Graviton run.
You grab the center thing and turn it as fast as you can.
You try and make everyone puke that's on. Yeah, my sister loves those. She wants everybody to vomit. She just gets it going so fast.
Vomit.
Did you?
Yeah. On that one, because there, and I didn't know this until later, but my daughter said that there was somebody out there that was like paying the little carny guy to keep doing it.
Oh, really?
So I was getting worse and
worse.
Wait,
to get
worse.
You or just in general?
Just in general.
You just wanted
somebody
to see who's
else
gonna...
on the ride.
Well, that's the thing you do.
To keep
yeah.
going.
And you can stand off to the side and make bets which person's going to puke first. Like you can pick them out in the crowd there.
So they said they were watching me and they could see my head. And then I started sliding down.
Kevin
like this,
is currently
like,
sliding further and further down in his chair.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to. And then I laid down and they were like, we couldn't even see you.
And did you throw up in the little ride thing itself or over the side?
Oh, no, in the ride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have control at that point.
Right. Who cleans that up? That's not the job to have.
Ugh. Probably the Florida Department of Agriculture.
Who declare this ride perfectly safe.
All right.
So vomit free.
Here's what we're looking for, because we've all been to those carnivals.
Yep.
With the carnies.
Mm-hmm, and the delicious, bad for you food.
And the great food that's terrible for you. And the rides that are taking your life into your own hands.
And the demolition derbies. Mm.
So give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, if you have had, you know, less than satisfactory rides.
Were you sitting there for 2 hours waiting to be rescued?
What went wrong at the carnival?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about this park in Kissimmee, Florida. The slingshot went south, and two high school girls hung there for 2 hours.
Very unusual for a carnival ride to break.
Isn't that shocking? It
never happens.
You ride carnival rides, sir?
No, they scare the heck. The zipper?
Yeah, it's a death trap.
They've had problems with that before.
They have problems everywhere.
They've shown up.
Hey, people have problems with cars, too. Should we just get rid of them? I don't know, man.
Yes. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
So you had a problem with the carnival ride?
Have I had a problem with the carnival ride?
Yes.
No, never.
Yay. Perfect. That's what we were looking for.
I'll bet you're calling for the contest.
I am.
Oh, we're not doing it yet. Okay, call back. We'll tell you when to call. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah, hi. I have a story about the zipper.
Yes, please.
Years and years ago, I was at UCLA at the Mardi Gras, and me and a buddy were on the zipper, and we're going around and around. We kept hearing this bang on our cage, and the zipper cage, bang, bang, we're all with that. We looked over, and it was one of the bars had come loose.
Oh, no.
And so it was hitting our cage as we're going, and we're like, oh, my God. And so we're, hey, they finally stopped the ride, and we got down. We were fine. And the next day in the Daily Bruin, was saying there was a picture of the zipper saying zipper closed due to malfunction.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's part one, is that the thing is falling apart.
Yes.
Part two is the people on the ground that are running it.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't really all that sharp.
No, not paying any attention. Not getting paid enough to pay attention.
We were yelling, hey, as we were going around, because we kept hitting our cage.
And the carny was like, these guys are really having fun.
Yeah, let's get it faster. Keep going.
You want to go faster?
Those guys, they're having a good time.
Wham! Having a great time.
Wham! Right on. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. All right, that wraps up the slow dance portion of our program.
You two, separate. You're too close.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And we were talking about horrible carnival rides gone astray, which is shocking. It's amazing that it would happen. Did that happen to you? You had a carnival ride experience for us?
Yeah. I'm sorry, your phone's dropping out.
Man. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Can you step into the light?
I don't know. I'm driving faster. Does that help?
It seems to be.
Yes. It does. Go really fast.
What, you want to go faster?
Yeah.
All right. Did you have a problem with a carnival ride?
We did. When my kid was younger, they went on the Scrambler, one of those church fiesta things, and he was like 7. He went out with his sister. You know how they, when it spins you, it pushes your body toward the outer edge of the seat.
Yep.
And he slipped under the bar.
Ooh.
And was hanging on by dear life. And he's like, this genius carny's like not even paying attention to the ride. He's talking to some girl or something. Right. And we're screaming at him going, yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that my kid just didn't fly off the ride.
You were like saying, so wait, scary. Stop, wait, stop.
Mom, pay attention.
Wait, stop, wait.
Thank you for calling. All right, listen.
Yeah.
$2,500.
Yeah.
$2,500.
Wow.
Is what we're up to now.
We really want you to win this cash. You need it. So why don't you win it?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop raw game. We play a second of a song. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Then you have to identify the artist and the song title, and you will win $2,500.
So give it a good listen and give us a call. Here you go. What is it?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Pam.
Pam, you're caller 13.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations. Don't tell us now, but do you have an idea what the song is?
I think I have a good guess. I'm not quite sure.
All right. Well, we're going to play it for you one more time so you can try and narrow in on it. And if you get it right, you get $2,500.
So tell us who it is and what the name of the song is. And are you ready?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to push play. Here we go. What do you think it is?
I think I might be wrong, but I think it might be Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55.
Sorry, that's
that
not
is
it.
Incorrect.
No.
Sorry, Pam.
Sorry.
Thank you for calling. Anyway.
But it was kind of nice of her to do that because that means it's now
$3,000. $3,000 next hour.
Between 5 and 6. Bring you
down. Oh, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Monday to you.
I'd like that to end, and I would like to tell you about our podcast, because we have a special podcast today.
Oh, really? What's going on today? Great news.
Great news with Kevin and Mike on YouTube. We did the story of a man who spent, he's 62 years old. He spent 30 years of his life in jail.
Wow.
And he just graduated with honors from Cal State Long Beach at 62.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
He is an amazing dude, Joseph Valadez, and we decided that we were going to interview him on the podcast and that we would do it for 3 to 5 to 6 minutes, and then we would do other stories, and we ended up taking the whole half hour with him.
Oh, nice. Right on,
and
Joseph.
He's one of those guys that you just look at and you go, wow, grew up in a poor family, immediately was in gangs, immediately was in drugs.
Right. Immediately in jail.
Yes.
Yeah, for 30 years.
30 years out of the 62.
Wow.
And he finally decided, when he went to a Salvation Army of all places, to turn his life around. And he started taking courses in jail, and he graduated with honors.
That's really cool.
He's an amazing human being.
That's very cool.
So check that out if you would at YouTube. It is Great News with Kevin and Mike, and that's the latest one that we posted today.
Nice.
Let's talk Dave Grohl, because
Dave
Grohl seems like he's the man, right?
We love Dave. Yep, always have.
His musical taste is has been spectacular.
Well, now suddenly he's coming out with a bunch of disco covers, which is really weird.
He's doing more than just that one?
Yeah. They did another one. It's really bizarre.
That's fantastic.
Shadow Dancing, I think. Andy Gibb.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It says in this article he has a confession to make. He never liked the Misfits. Does that surprise you?
Yes, big time, because they're basically born out of post-punk, Foo Fighters and all that scene, and Nirvana especially and everything. So didn't like the Misfits. That's almost like illegal, I think.
Yeah, especially for a guy like him, you would think that that would be perfect. He says he's not even sure why.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you come onto something late for whatever reason.
He said, now when I was young, I never really liked the Misfits. Mm. I loved all these other hardcore punk rock bands, but I never really liked the Misfits.
Right.
Which is shocking.
Interesting.
And I don't know why. So my daughter starts listening to the Misfits.
Right.
And now she's turning me on them. Her 14-year-old daughter says, no, Dad, you have to listen to this.
Right.
Shut up. Listen to this.
Right.
And Dave Grohl's into the Misfits.
Ah, nice.
That's how it works.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
So we want to take calls from people if you're, you know, kids, nieces, nephews.
Woke you up.
And said, hey, you need to try this. And maybe you were closed-minded about it at first.
Right.
But you now love whatever it is they recommend.
Yeah, Noodles from the Offspring says he wasn't into AC/DC at first, like when it was new or whatever, when he was younger.
It's so weird. And you don't.
He loves it now.
You can't put your finger on why you didn't like it then.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a list of those.
But I'm love like, it
yes,
now.
Yeah, totally.
My daughter and I trade songs back and forth.
Oh, cool.
If we love a song, we'll text it to the other one.
Right.
And I've been turned on to so many bands that way that are really amazing.
Right on.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Your kids or nieces or nephews or somebody else's kids turned you on to something that you now love. Call now. The
Dream Police. Police. Police.
Like them to sing it.
Police!
I don't think they need your help.
How dare you, sir?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about your kids introduced you to something cool. You have something, sir?
For me, it was Black Sabbath. I mean, I love Black Sabbath with Ozzy, and I was kind of against the Black Sabbath deal.
Oh, okay.
So my kids.
And your kids said, give it another try?
Yeah, my kids, they prefer Dio in the band, and they play it all the time, and now I catch myself preferring that a little more over Ozzy.
That's interesting. It is always interesting, especially a core band like that, when it has a change as to whether or not the kids will be into it or whatever.
You're raising your kids the right way. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
No, I actually introduced them. I'm 64.
Okay.
And I'm turning them on to music that I like. And I like Alt-J, the Who, I mean, the Mongolian Who.
I'm sorry, hold up. Like,
yeah, no, wow.
Hold up. And Susie and the Banshee, and they're just like, wow, these are neat groups.
You mistakenly said Alt-J.
Alt-J, yeah.
Okay, you meant it. All right. Just checking.
And I'm turning on my grandkids to them, and they're really digging it.
Oh, your grandkids hate you.
No, they love the music.
That's good. Thank you.
That is weird how much that stuff has disappeared, actually, too. So it's kind of hard to find these days. I seem to know where it is. I think it's on channel 33, popped ahead. But anyways, hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, you know, I'm not calling about what you guys are talking about right now. I'm calling to let you know how much of a bonehead I am right now.
Okay.
I've been trying to call for the 1 second of Nonstop Raw game, and I've been calling the morning show number.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, it's not the 800 number. It's 818. So be ready between now and 6, 818-955.
KLOS,
yeah, exactly. Hello.
Hey. Is this Stumpy and Bean?
Yes.
Sure.
It's Stumpy and Bean.
Yeah. I don't think he has kids. I'm just guessing he has no kids. Do you have kids?
What do you mean?
Do you have kids?
Do I have kids? I got children that lived, yes.
But lived. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I have children that live.
Have they turned you on to anything interesting over the years?
Well, my kids?
Yeah.
Child support? I don't know what.
Alcohol is a wonderful drug.
More, please. What do you think about Marcy's March Madness tomorrow, pitting Pink Floyd right there against AC/DC? That's getting down into the final matchups.
That's a tough one.
It is.
What's today?
Hell if I know. Today it's, I thought you meant what day is it? Or
what's wrong with you? You're the one that brought up.
It is Van Halen v. Foo Fighters.
Ah.
You say you really have a hard time making that kind of decision.
I can't root against Foo Fighters for anything.
David Eric Grohl is just the coolest.
Correct.
Sadly, in that case then, Van Halen is at 77%.
That doesn't surprise me.
And Foo Fighters are 22%.
That doesn't surprise me, but I'm part of that 22%.
Right. So you still have time to register your vote with Marcy's March Bandness. Stop by 955KLOS.com to make that happen.
By the way, we're going to give away only $3,000.
What? Come on!
In a few minutes on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We should give away $3,000.
I mean, come on, right?
We should try to give away $3,000.
I am totally on board with that. It's the 1 second of Nonstop
Rock game.
And I guess this one's a little harder than we even thought. I thought it was a little difficult, but...
Honestly, we did pick this clip because it sounds like 50 songs.
Yes, it seems a little difficult.
It's really difficult.
But it's even more so than I expected.
Yeah.
And here we are. So every time someone doesn't get it, that $500 rolls over. It's rolled over enough times that it's $3,000 right now.
Correct.
You can tell us the name of this song and who it is. Be caller 13 818-955-KLOS. Then you're good to go. All right, take
you're
a close
worse than
listen.
Me.
No kidding. All right, take a close listen. Here you go.
What is it?
Now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of Nonstop Rock.
Game.
For $3,000, KLOS, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, you are caller 13.
All right.
That's part one of winning the money.
Now we move on to part two. Are you ready for that part, pray tell?
Yes, sir.
All right, take a close listen to this. Tell us what the song is and who it is. And if you can do it, $3,000.
Good luck.
All right, here you go. What is that?
Black Sabbath Paranoid.
Yes! Manos, the hands of fate.
You got it.
Nice.
You just won $3,000.
Hell yeah.
Nicely done.
3K for thee.
Oh, man.
What do you think you're going to do with it?
Spend it on fine shit.
That's the right answer.
That is the correct answer, sir. All right, let's take a listen to that clip one more time, and then we'll give you the...
So the beginning of this longer clip is the 1 second.
Yeah, actually, I'll play you the clip we've been playing on the air.
Yep.
That, and then this is what it actually all is.
Other songs.
You know, someone called in early on and said they thought it was Foo Fighters, I'll Stick Around, and that is what, when I first heard
that
it, that's what
guess.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. Well done, Mike. Another chance at $500. 1 second of nonstop rock game tomorrow on this KLOS thing. We've both discussed that here in the studio a couple times. Patience, neither one of us have any of that.
No
patience at all.
No, we're terrible at that.
Yeah. And hell, I can't wait to get out of here. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. Woohoo! Is it the weekend yet?
It's Monday. But peace out.
It was on this day in rock that Peretz Bernstein was born in Queens, New York. You probably know him better as Perry Farrell. His stage name is a play on the word peripheral in the sense that he is on the edge. It was on this day in rock in 1966 when some jackass threw a chair on stage during a Rolling Stones show in France. Mick Jagger was injured, required 8 stitches in the cut.